If I wilt, thou canst make me clean. The testimonies of the gospel reveal this, that sinners came to Christ in their time of need. In fact, the greatest invitation that's in the world or in the Bible, we would say, came from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in Matthew 11, verse 28, come on to me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm glad I could stand in any street in London today and preach on that particular text. The Lord Jesus Christ, his words, his arms perhaps outstretched, his heart full of love. And he says to sinners, come on to me. Come to me. And oh, that's what we want to see, isn't it? Sinners come to Christ. And that's what we find here in this passage. We find of a man coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus had preached perhaps one of the greatest sermons in the Bible, the Sermon on the Mount. When he came down, it tells us in verse 2, and behold, and remember again, this word behold means to stop and look at this. There's something happening. What is happening? Well, behold, it tells us in verse 2, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And what do we see here in this passage? We see a man coming to Jesus. That's why he's coming. He's coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's some things to notice just about his coming. He came himself. He says, behold, a leper. A leper. Just one man. It wasn't 10 lepers came. There was a time when 10 came to Christ. There wasn't that there was a crowd came to the Lord Jesus. No, it tells us here, behold, a leper. There's one man coming to Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, there was nobody to bring him. There's nobody to bring him to Christ. Nobody would have touched this man, as we would say, with a 40-foot pole. He had to come himself. And if you're ever going to be saved, I want to say to anyone today who's listening online or in this meeting, if you ever are going to be saved, you must come yourself. You must come to Jesus. Don't depend on your parents' faith or anyone else's faith. You've come to Christ. And this man came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he came himself. And he came, notice, when no invitation was given to him to come. The Lord Jesus didn't put his hands up and say, well, come ye lepers, come unto me. He never said those words. But he came to Jesus. And I want to say to you, unsaved today, you are called to come to Christ. You are called to repent from your sin and come and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and you don't come to him, you won't leave your sin. But this man came to Jesus, and he had no invitation to come. But he came to him. And this man also, I would say, came to Christ when others would give up hope on him, because over in Luke chapter 5, the same record of this notice says he was full of leprosy. As we'll see, he was on his very worst. And I've said to you, nobody would have given him a chance. Nobody would have given him one hope. But he came to Jesus. And the people to London today, on the streets. The people down today, but not just totally out. I feel there's no hope. They're drug addicts, held by booze and immorality. They feel within their heart there's no hope. This man would have felt there's no hope. He was full. He was full of leprosy. But notice where he came, or to whom he came to. He came to Jesus. Anyone today in the meeting, you feel within your heart, no hope for me. I'm so far down, so far gone in life and sin. You can still come to Jesus. Not one of them. Haven't we got a great Saviour in the Lord Jesus Christ? You can still come to him. He came to him. He came also when there was no record that Christ had cured lepers, because the early ministry here, the Lord Jesus hadn't been curing any lepers at this time. So he couldn't say, well, Lord, I know what you've done. I know you've cured such and such a person from such and such a village or town. No, he had no record. But he came to Jesus. Oh, unsaved, you know people who saved. Maybe your friends has got converted. Maybe it's a family member, your mum and dad saved, and you're not converted to Jesus Christ. You have many records of people who has been transformed and who has been saved by the grace of God, and yet they've never come to him. But this man came to Jesus. He just came the way he was. He came, no record given. Oh, dear friends, our text does not speak about him coming. Our text speaks about his cry to Christ. Because when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, here's what he said to the Lord Jesus. You have the words recorded there in verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Imagine, there he is, bowed down at the feet of Jesus Christ. And this is what he's saying. It's a very short words he's saying to Christ. Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Oh, dear friends, I want to look at this cry to this man that he cried to Christ. And saying these words, you see, very simply, the leper's confession. Oh, what was he confessing? That he was unclean. That was he was confessing to Christ. Here's a man in his own estimation, despite anyone else, of course, everybody knew, looking at him, he was unclean. But his own estimation of himself, that he was unclean. He did not try to hide his true position. This was done in the public. The disciples were there. Christ was there. There may have been others standing around. I am not sure. But this man publicly was confessing to Christ that he was unclean. And that is true, of course. Because the Bible says over in Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, leprosy is treated, I want you to notice this, leprosy is treated not as a sickness, but as an uncleanness. And the priest was to announce that he was unclean. Remember in Leviticus chapter 13, verse 45, the law was given by Moses and given to anybody who had leprosy. Here's what it says in Leviticus 13, verse 45. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. This was the law. This was the law given to lepers. They were to stay outside the city. They put a covering upon their mouth. And if they saw anybody coming, they had to cry, unclean, unclean. They had to warn people. But here's a man crying to Christ. And he says, Lord, I am unclean. He's making a confession. And you see that, of course, in different ways. In his approach, because in this passage, and also in Luke 5, it says, he's seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And here's what he does. He falls on his face before Christ. Remember, he's in the presence of Christ, who is holy. He's in the presence of Christ who's without sin. This man sees himself unclean in the sight of Jesus Christ. His actions declare here that he is unclean. He did not try to water down his condition. He confesses it. And in his approach to Christ, he says, Lord, I am unclean. I want to say to you here this afternoon that sin is like leprosy. It's unclean. That's not the opinion of the world today, of course. If you're homosexual today, they say it's an alternative lifestyle. You know what God says? It's an abomination. Alcoholism. And people say, well, you know, he's got a disease. You know what God says? It's drunkenness. Abortion. People say, well, that's just really, that's pro-choice. God says it's murder. And I want to say, if you're ever going to be saved, you have to be honest before God. I am unclean. And my sin is wrong. It is morally wrong before God. Going to the word of the living God. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 64 and verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing in all unrighteousness, or as filthy rags. And he's talking there about his good works, not his sin. All his prayers, all his reading of the Bible, all his deeds. You know what he said? He says they're filthy. filthy rags in the sight of God. Remember Peter? He came to Christ in Luke chapter 5 and verse 8. And when Peter saw it at the time of the miracle of the fishes, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." That's what he said. He's being honest. He's being honest what he is. In the presence of Jesus Christ, he falls down. He says, "Lord, I'm a sinful man." And here's a man, his confession. He's confessing he is all clean. He shows that in his approach. And if we're ever going to be saved, we have got to come to this. There's none of us good. That's what the Bible says. There is none good. No, not one. The Bible says there is none righteous. No, not one. I am not standing up here today and saying, "I'm better than you." And no one in this congregation is saying to anyone, "Well, we're better than you." No, no. Maybe we're worse than you in our unconverted days. But we're saying this. Sin has made us unclean. Unacceptable. In the sight of a holy God. And this man coming down here to Jesus Christ, he's confessing he's unclean. You can see it in his approach. You can see it in his appeal. In Mark 1 verse 40, there came a leper to him, notice, beseeching him. And went on to say, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And the word beseeching, you know what it means? Desire or to prayer. Luke tells us in his account, and besought him. And you know what the word besought means? It means to beg. He's begging Christ. He's saying, "Lord, help me." You know what he's saying? "I'm nothing but a leper. I'm nothing but a leper. And Lord, I'm dying. I'm unclean. Would you help me?" And notice this man. He didn't ask for healing, though that was in the miracle. He asked to be cleansed. Many people today, you know, they want for Christianity to be happy, to be healed of this sort of addiction and that sort of addiction, but they don't want to be holy. And you know, when you get saved, Christ makes you holy. He saves his people from their sins. And here's a man down. He knows he's unclean. The psalmist David said in Psalm 51 verse 7, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean." No, he says, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow." He's crying. He's crying that the Lord would cleanse him from his sin. Oh, dear friends, in his appeal, he's showing his uncleanness. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be delivered from your sins? Do you want everlasting life? Well, get your eye on this leper. Get your eye on this leper. This is a picture of the sinner coming to Jesus Christ, being honest before Christ. He's confessing he's unclean. His approach and his appeal, he shows that to us here. His appearance also. Matthew says, "Behold a leper." Now remember, the account of this miracle is given also in Mark and in Luke. Luke was a doctor. Luke was a physician. And he runs his eye over this man. We would just glance and say, "Well, that man over there is a leper." But not Luke. Luke looks at him. And you know what he said? That I've said in my introduction. Luke 5 verse 12. "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold a man full of leprosy." So Luke gives us something more about this man's condition. He's full of leprosy. This dreaded leprosy, I would say, it covered him. It covered him from his head to his feet. He was completely covered in this. And I said, he was at his worst. He couldn't get much lower. He was full of leprosy. Oh, dear friends, this man was confessing, "Lord, I'm at my worst. I'm unclean." Maybe someone listening to my voice today, in your life, unsaved person, and you're at your worst. You see, it's never been as bad. I seem to be getting worse in my sin. The grip of sin in my life, my words, my actions. I'm getting it's terrible. Oh, dear friends, can I say to you, this man showed all of these things, his uncleanness, and all of these actions, and all of his words. Oh, come to Christ, just the way you are. You think of his anguish as well in his confession. You cannot fail to hear the words of anguish in this man. "Lord, if I wilt, thou canst make me clean." He's had enough. Remember, he was closed out from his family. Remember, no relationships going in any shape or form with him. Remember, he's covered in leprosy. This man is soon to die. He's at the very point of death. And you can hear the anguish here in his cry, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He's had enough, he feels he cannot go on another step. He feels that death is closing in upon him. And yet, dear friends, he cries to Christ. It's in his anguish. Remember the old publican in Luke chapter 18, verse 13, there he was standing in the temple. And remember the Pharisee got up and praised himself how good he was. You know what that man did in Luke chapter 18, verse 13? He says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all he said. At the very depth of his heart, he was gripped with fear. He was held by his sin. He was full of anguish. He was full of sincerity. He says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he's confessing here, this man in the temple, that he's unclean in the sight of God. This, I want to say to you this afternoon, this is the start of salvation. This is the start of it. You must see yourself unclean, filthy, sinner, on your way to hell without Christ, lost. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Have you ever come to this place? Have you ever been in a tender position here before the Lord Jesus Christ? This is where we've got to start with salvation. No good bothering people up and saying, well, you're not too bad. You're a good person, a good man, a good woman. You're kind. You may be kind. You may help people. I'm not denying those things. But inside your heart, you're gripped by sin. You're full of sin. That's the teaching of the Bible. Oh, dear friends, we must confess. I need to be cleansed. We're singing the hymns all about the blood. All about the blood of Jesus. I need to be cleansed from our sin to be saved. Go to church is not enough, as you'll see. But this man cried, the leper's confession, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And then I want to look secondly here at this man, the leper's confidence. He says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He had confidence in the authority of Jesus Christ. You know what he does, friends? He calls Jesus Christ Lord. This man didn't go to any Bible schools, by the way. But when he looked at Jesus Christ, you know who he believed he was? Jesus Christ is Lord. He believed this. I'm sure your pastor with a Jehovah's Witness over in this part of the world, like Northern Ireland, though the COVID has put them all in, they'll probably be coming out shortly again. But I remember coming round my doors and said, man, I think he was from England. But he used to be in the army anyway. A big, big, strong looking man. And he came to my door and he started to talk to me. And I said, could you finish the following verse for me? Oh, yeah. I said, okay. It says in the Bible, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And there's a wee bit in between it. I said, that Jesus Christ is. Could you finish it? Give me the missing word. And he wouldn't speak. I said, now give me the missing word. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is who? And he wouldn't speak. And I says, I'll finish it for you. That Jesus Christ is Lord. And I says, you're running around these homes here in my village and you're telling everybody he's not. And one day you'll bow down and you'll confess he's Lord. That's who he is. Jesus Christ is God. He is Lord. And oh, dear friends, this man says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, he believed that Jesus Christ was God. The Jews believed that only God could heal the leper. They believed that. Do you remember the time of Naaman the leper? They sent him to the king, and the king nearly went mad. He says, am I God? Am I God? In 2 Kings 5, verse 7, am I God to kill and to make alive that this man to send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? He believed the only one who could heal leprosy was God. And that was true. That's you read in the Old Testament. And Jesus Christ is Lord. And this man had confidence in who Jesus Christ is. He is Lord. Remember the commissions? Christ gave authority and power to the disciples. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8, he sent them out to proclaim the glorious message of the gospel. And he says to heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. God, or Christ, gave them the authority. He gave them the power to do this. Well, here's a man who was confident. Now notice this. He was confident that the Lord Jesus Christ could heal him. He was confident of this. I ask you today, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Do you believe it? It's important to believe that. You'd not be saved if you don't believe who Jesus Christ is. The Bible says about another Jesus. And there are many people promoting another Jesus in different cults. But oh, he's Lord, he's King, he's God. And to be saved, you must believe who he is. He has authority. He has authority. Remember the Bible says the Father sent the Son in 1 John 4 to be the Savior of the world. There's no one else has the authority to save but Jesus Christ. This man, he's concerned, his confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's crying out to Christ, Lord, if I wilt, thou shalt make me clean. He had confidence in the authority of Christ. He had confidence in the ability of Christ. Notice here, he didn't come to any disciples. He didn't come to Peter and say, Peter, could you make me clean? He didn't come to John or Andrew. No, no. He cried to Christ. Listen, his whole faith was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, if thou wilt. His confidence is in the ability of Jesus Christ. You know what Mark's account over in Mark chapter 1 verse 40? You know what Mark says? The Lord Jesus mentioned by pronouns 6 times. I'll just read it to you. Mark 1 verse 40. And there came a leper to him, that was Christ, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And here Mark tells us he's coming to him. He's down before him. He's calling to Jesus Christ. He's trusting Christ. He's trusting Christ to cleanse him. He knew that only the Lord Jesus could cleanse him. He knew this. And therefore he's looking to Christ. Therefore he's trusting Christ. And I say to unsaved people today in my ministry and today this afternoon, if you are ever going to be saved, if you ever want your sins forgiven, you must look to Christ alone. It's Christ alone. There are many religions out there today, and you tell them about Jesus Christ being the Savior. They say, well, that's true, of course. But it's not Christ alone. Ask them that. Do you believe Jesus alone? Do you believe it's him alone? Would you give up your faith? Would you give up your church and trust Christ alone for salvation? Dear friends, if we're ever going to be saved, we've got to trust him alone. Remember, Peter said in Acts 4 verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. There's no other Savior but Jesus Christ. And if we're ever going to be saved, we must trust, we have to trust the ability of Jesus Christ. There are people today, they're trusting their priests, they're trusting their churches. They're trusting their works. They're trusting their religion. But we know according to the Bible, it's Christ. It's Christ alone saves. And if you ever want everlasting life, you must trust Christ alone. You must come to Jesus. And trust him. Remember it says in 1 John 1 verse 7, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. He has the ability. Not wonderful. Not good news today. All your sin is taking you down towards hell. Here's the great news, the good news of the gospel. Christ can save you. His blood can wash away all your sins. He can save your soul. He can give you everlasting life. That's the message of the gospel. Jesus saves and his blood washes whiter than snow. He also showed his confidence in the sovereignty of Christ. But he said, if thou wilt. Now he's not expressing any doubt here. He's not saying, oh, well, do you think he could do it, Lord? Have a look at me. Do you see me? Do you think, actually, you could do this? I know him, but I'm not the worst. He's not expressing any doubt at all. But what he's doing, he's submitting himself. He's submitting himself to the sovereign will of God. And he knew that everything hinges on the perfect obedience and will of Christ. And if he's ever going to be cleansed, then is Christ going to do this? That's all it's going to be. Oh, dear friends, not one of us deserves salvation. What do we deserve? If we're all honest here this afternoon, what do we deserve? We deserve to be lost. We deserve to be cast out of the presence of Christ forever, down into the bottomless pit, down into hell. We deserve that. But oh, if thou wilt, Lord, I can save me. And the good news for you this afternoon is this: he can save you. He can forgive you. He can take away your sin. He can save your soul. Here's a man coming down to the feet of Jesus Christ. If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Oh dear, he showed his confidence in Christ. Do you picture him? Do you see him? He's down at the feet of Jesus. What a day that was we came to the Lord Jesus ourselves. Those of us are saved today. Then I want to notice lastly about the leper's cleansing. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And you can see what Christ said in verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And there's a number of lessons to learn about the cleansing of this man. And first of all, I want to think about the tenderness. Because over in Mark's account of it, in Mark's 1 verse 41, it says this, and Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will be thy clean. But notice the words, Jesus was moved. He was moved with compassion when he saw this terrible, terrible sight of this man before him. He was covered in leprosy. He was going to die. When the Lord Jesus saw this, he was moved. He was moved with compassion. Oh, dear friends, what a terrible, terrible sight this would have been to look upon. He was moved. And you know something today? There's no one like a tender-hearted person like Jesus Christ. There's no one like him. The people of their family have forsaken people because of their sin and their wickedness. But I'm glad today there's a tender-hearted Savior in the Lord Jesus. He's moved with compassion. He sees people in need and thought, oh, that I would have such a heart. May God give us a heart for those who's lost in sin. And we see people lost without Christ, heading down towards a lost eternity. Oh, that we would be moved. Oh, the tenderness of Jesus Christ in his cleansing. Oh, the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells him in verse 3, and touched him. The Lord Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Remember, nobody would have went near this man. Nobody would have went near this man. But the Lord Jesus, what did he do? He touched him. Oh, dear friends, he touched him. The sinners need the touch of Jesus Christ. People's trying to go to different ones to sort out their problems. Maybe doctors have touched you. Maybe priests or ministers have laid hands on people to try to deliver people from their sin. Maybe the touch of the parent upon a wayward child in order to that they might be saved. But oh dear friends, it's a need the touch of Jesus Christ. It's his hand we need to feel upon us. There's a touch of the Lord Jesus here upon this man. And then there was a talk as well. Because notice the Lord Jesus said, I will. There's no holding Christ here. No, I will. There's a work of willingness. I will do this. There's a work of power. The Lord is saying, yes, I will cleanse you. And that was good news, wasn't it? That must have been good news that came to his heart. The Lord Jesus looked at this man and says, I will heal you. Are you down today in sin? Are you held in sin? Do you know you're heading down towards a lost eternity? Come down to the feet of Jesus Christ. You say, Noel, will he accept me? Listen to the words here. He says, I will. And there cometh unto me, I am in no wise cast out. The wonderful Christ. If I come to Jesus, just the way I am. He'll not turn you away. Do you know anybody he turned away? Do you know anybody who came to Jesus Christ and really genuinely asked him to save him and to cleanse him? And he says, oh, no, I ain't going to save you. Don't know anybody, friends. I came to Jesus just the way it was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Oh, dear friends, through his word, it's through the word of Christ that comes to our hearts that we're saved. Through the fullness of preaching, it says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21, that to save them that believe. Oh, think here of the talk. I will do it. Not good news for you today.
Christ will receive sinful men. He will wash away all your sin and give you everlasting life. Think of the time of the cleansing as well. Because it said in verse 3, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Nature works gradually, but God works immediately. He speaks and it is done, and he works effectively. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I will. And notice what it said. I am not making this up. No, this is the record and found in the Bible. Immediately. Immediately. He has made a new man. I want to tell you about a mighty Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He can make you a new person in a moment. He can do it in a moment. I've seen it. I've seen it in my own life. Coming to Christ, covered in sin. And in a moment, he cleansed me and forgave me. He can do that for you today. He can do this. He can turn a sinner into a saint in a moment. How many people over the years have come to gospel preaching meetings like this and have heard the gospel, come to Jesus Christ. Come just the way you are, repent from your sin and believe the gospel, and live at home, a different person. Live at home. Do you remember the man in the Bible who says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? The same Bible says he went down to his own house justified. That's him going home from the meeting. Do you imagine him going home into the house and says, well, you won't believe what happened to me. What happened? I was up at the temple. And there's a Pharisee. Well, he was all dickied up and dressed up, and he was boasting how he prayed, and told how he fasted, and there was me. I felt my sin. I couldn't even look up. I couldn't even lift my eyes up. I smote upon my breast. And I said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He says, in a moment. In a moment, the burden of sin was gone. And I'm saved. You imagine that man got home. He says he went down to his own house justified. I know how he testified at home. But that's something like it, dear friends. Immediately. The Lord can save you now. In a moment. It's not a process, friend. Come to him the way you are. He'll hear your cry. He'll wash you in his blood. He'll give you everlasting life. The very testimony of this man's cleansing, because it says in verse 4 of this particular passage, and the Lord Jesus said, see, thy tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priests and offer the gift that Moses commanded for testimony unto them. And he had to show himself to the priests, and that is the law, of course. Over in Leviticus chapter 14, that was the law. You had to go and show yourself to the priest. But he was going to tell people this, that Christ has cleansed me. I've been cleansed. I've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. And I've been washed in the blood of a lamb. He went to the priest. The Lord told him to say no man. But in Mark chapter 1 verse 45. But he went out and began to publish it much. And to brace abroad the matter so much. That Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. But was without in desert places. The Lord said don't be telling anybody else. But the man couldn't keep it in. He couldn't keep it in. He went out and he brazed it abroad. Telling everybody, I've been to Jesus. I've been to Jesus Christ. And he's cleansed me. He couldn't keep it in, friends. Not a good testimony you could have. Tell your people at work. Tell your neighbours. I've been to Jesus. For the cleansing power had been washed in the blood of a lamb. And that's what he did. And friends, where did it all begin here? When he came as a sinner to Jesus. He cried, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. The Lord Jesus cleansed him. I want to ask you in closing. Are you cleansed? Are you saved? I'm not asking, do you know the gospel? I'm not asking you, have you heard the gospel? No doubt coming to this church, you have heard the gospel. But I'm asking you, have you come to Christ with all your heart, repenting from your sin? Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And if you have, he's washed you whiter than the snow. And we can say, I mean, go out and tell others like this man, I've been to Jesus. I've been washed in his blood. He has saved my soul. He's given everlasting life. Oh Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Put yourself there, friends. Come as a sinner to Christ, and he can save you and give you everlasting life. If I was any questions, do speak with me. I'm here to help people today. or not rush away. If you're concerned in any way, if you're a backslider or if you're not saved, then speak with us. But we trust that you'll come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. There's no other. We need no other. And listen, we don't want any other, sure we don't. We have Jesus only. But God write his word upon our hearts.